worth too much TV. So finally, they let me have a TV in my room. They gave me a black and white TV. And the bad thing that happened was I started watching TV like 6 hours a day. And what would happen would be on Saturday mornings, I would wake up. I had this ritual. I'd wake up and I would get 4 slices of Pepperidge Farm white bread and a stick of butter and an electric frying pan. And I would melt an entire stick of butter in an electric frying pan and make French toast. And then sit down in front of the TV and watch, like, you know, 17 hours of TV for the entire day of Saturday afternoons. So this would go on for the entire year there when I was in fourth grade. That's what I would do every Saturday. I'd sit around and watch TV. And at 5 o'clock, there was a show that used to come on called Lost in Space. Did any of you see Lost in Space? And I remember waiting for Lost in Space to come on. And there was this one particular Saturday where I made my French toast and I sat down in front of the TV and I'm sitting there and I'm waiting for Lost in Space to come on. It's 5 o'clock, comes along. Lost in Space comes on. I'm sitting there eating my French toast. And I had this little rubber ball that I used to play with that was sort of like shaped like an udder. It had udders coming all off it. And I'm sitting there watching Lost in Space. And about halfway through the TV show, there was this part where Will Robinson and the robot, you know, they're walking along one of those cheesy sets in Lost in Space. They go around the corner and they end up in this sort of clearing. And this clearing, the weird thing about it was I'm sitting there watching TV and I'm thinking this clearing is the identical clearing that is behind the school that I went to, the John Witherspoon school that I mentioned before. And it was a place that I'd been before. So I'm watching TV and I'm thinking, here's Will Robinson and the robot hanging out in this clearing that I go to during recess in fourth grade. A completely strange moment. And I look down at the foot of the robot. I know this is a long story, but it's very profound and important, so please listen. Changed my life. And at the foot of the robot is this utter ball squeezing squeak toy that I also had in my hand. So this completely, you know, I'm sitting here looking, here's this clearing of the utter ball, and suddenly I realize that the robot is sending messages directly into my brain from the TV. And the messages are telling me, for the next week, I want you to collect little bits of food from the kitchen table whenever you have a meal and put it in your lunchbox and bring it to school. So the next morning, I wake up and I go to breakfast and we had fried eggs and I put a fried egg into my lunchbox and I brought it to school. I still don't know what all this means. And, you know, dinner that night, we had a steak and I put a steak into my lunchbox. Olives, you know, olive loaf, the whole thing, and little bits of food. And every day I'm bringing the stuff in my lunchbox to school. Well, on Friday of that week, I suddenly had a profound feeling that I needed to be drawn to this spot out behind the middle school. And I started walking with my lunchbox full of food. Now, when I got to this little clearing that I had seen in the Lost in Space episode, I noticed that burned into the ground, there was a pentagram burned into the grass, a star, a five-pointed star. Now, I was 10 years old, so I opened up my lunchbox, and I take out the fried egg, and I knew what I had to do. I placed it on one corner of the pentagram, on the star. And then I reached in, and I took out the steak, and I placed it on the next corner of the star. I reached into my lunchbox and I pulled out the olive loaf. I placed it on the next corner of the star.
Olive loaf.
I then reached into my lunchbox and I pulled out a carton of milk. I placed the carton of milk on the third star of the pentagram. I reached into my lunchbox. I pulled out a Sloppy Joe. I placed it on the fourth star of the pentagram. I reached into my lunchbox. I pulled out a Slim Jim. I placed it on the fifth star of the pentagram. The only thing left was the utter ball. I knew what I had to do. I took the utter ball, and I knew from watching the episode of Lost in Space and from the telepathic messages that the robot and Will Robinson had sent into my brain that I needed to place the utter ball into the center of the pentagram, and I placed it in the center of the pentagram. At that point, strange things began to happen. I felt the wind begin to rise up around me. And it started to swirl around, and as the wind swirled around and swirled around, the leaves began to lift up off the ground. I started to get a little bit scared. And the wind turned and turned and turned, and a big fog began to roll in. A fog began to roll in. And the wind was spinning and spinning faster and faster. Tornado, little bits of my own future began to come out in front of my face, and I saw, you know, Paige's face come out, but I didn't know who he was at the time, and Mike, and bits of the band, and then it became very terrifying, you know, that these strange apparitions coming up to my face, and the next thing I know, a strange white being started to walk towards me. And he started to sing a song, and in singing this song, it was the most beautiful music I had ever heard. It was like music of the spheres. It was heavenly. And this man, this strange angelic man, walked towards me, and he had on white clothes and strange black square glasses. And he walked towards me, and he sang me a song. And in singing the song, he told me what my life would become. And it wasn't until years later, many years later, that I recognized who this person was. And it was indeed my friend Tom. And he had come into the past to sing me a song that would describe my future.
Wake up, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next.